Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to the Borderless Minds podcast, the BM pod. The full team is back again. I was in trouble with HR, but now I'm back in good graces. This is your favorite co-host, Jadot, and my guy here,
Christian.
And we have a special guest here amongst us, a special friend, basically family. She'll introduce herself and tell us about her journey. But with that, before we go into all of that, you guys have been amazing in supporting us, giving us positive feedback. Keep doing that. If it's also negative, let us know how we can improve.
Constructive criticism.
Well, we'll take it how we can get it. Also, please go ahead and subscribe to our channel. That way you can keep getting notifications every time we publish new content. And our social media platforms, we're on TikTok and Instagram at the BM Pod. THEBMPOD at the BM Pod. Without further ado, we'll introduce our guest. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're from and where you went to school, and we'll go from there.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Nancy Umutoniwase. Like Jado mentioned, I'm a friend. I want to say you are my family at this point. I've known you guys for so long, right?
Yeah.
I consider you guys as my family.
Basically, we have become family, yes.
Yes. Well, I went to West Virginia University, and now I live in Morenci, Arizona. For those who don't know, that's like the deep.
For those who don't know, I don't think you can even find it on the map.
I don't think they know where to look for it.
Morenci.
Mm-hmm.
How do you even spell that?
Morenci.
Yes, yeah. We have visited. We've been there. We know, yes, what it looks like.
By the way, you are the very few people who've ever seen where I live. Mm-hmm. That's why you're family.
Family, yes.
We'll get into how you got there and why you're even there in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
So you mentioned you went to West Virginia University. Mm-hmm. When did you get to the U.S.? How long have you been in the U.S.? And was West Virginia University your first stop or your first place in the United States?
I went to West Virginia University in 2014, August 2014. So I've been here almost 11 years. Mm-hmm. And Morgantown was not my first stop. So when I first came to the U.S., I came with my little brother, Jesse, and our mom accompanied us. So he was coming to high school, but he was also going to high school in Kentucky. So because he's the youngest and his school start date, that too, he's the favorite of everyone. The parents, the siblings, everyone.
Aww,
yeah, he's our favorite. Yeah. So because he was his start date was sooner than mine, we went to his place, to his school first.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So when I first landed, we landed in Kentucky. Where was that? I think it was
Louisville.
Not Louisville.
I know it was close to Wheeling. It was like an hour away from Wheeling.
Oh, that was college, actually.
That was college, yeah. Because he came so young. He was 14 years old. Yeah. Yeah, he was still in high school.
Oh, yeah, because he was like an hour away from Morgantown. Because I had to drop him off one time.
Yeah, I think we landed at the Lexington Airport. Because my sister was going to college in Lexington.
Okay.
Yeah, a university called Transylvania. And she was the one basically we knew,
mm-hmm,
our most immediate family who lived in the U.S. So we all decided we're going to land there, see her, of course. Then there was supposed to be a school representative who came to pick us up. It was mom, Jesse, me, and Marlene. And they picked us up from the airport, and then we drove to Jesse's school, which was not too far away, maybe like 2 hours away from that airport. But it was in the middle of nowhere. And it was a Christian school, and all three of us, like mom, Marlene, and me, we were looking at each other, not trying to like put on brave faces, not to scare him off, because we were actually worried where we were gonna drop him off and leave him there.
Where are we dropping this guy off?
Yeah, we're like, oh gosh,
what is it?
We have to show we have to put up a brave front and not make it look like we are worried for him, so that he can also try to adapt and make friends and just go with it, right? So we dropped him off, then we went back, and then we took a bus to Morgantown.
You took a bus?
Yes.
Greyhound. How long?
It was like 14 hours, something like that. It was so long. I can't even remember. It felt like forever.
Right.
Nihokura a trip from Kigali ukagenda nkahehera
na Kenya
it felt so long kandi twaciye through so many stops.
Yes,
you know how Greyhound buses are.
I feel like you're one of the few people who tuvuga indege tuvuga flying nyine, like how many hours you flew from Rwanda to wherever, Europe, mm-hmm. or to up to US.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked about transportation here in America in terms of buses, za taxis, indeed, like how just, I don't know, they don't have as their transportation, like public transportation, isn't as advanced as what we see in Europe.
Yeah.
So it's painful, especially with Greyhound, kuko igenda stopping mu mijyi yose igafata abantu.
Yep.
Mugahindura kandi ishobora kuba rugiye 1 hour away, but it ends up being
like 10 hours.
10 hours.
Because they're making a million stops before you get to your destination.
And had any of you guys been to the US before? Or like that was all of you guys your first time?
It was
you, your mom, and Marlene, and just
me, my mom, Marlene. No, Marlene had been here.
Okay, so she knew the system.
She's even the one who helped us get those tickets.
Okay.
Because we were like, how are we gonna get from one point to another?
I think we need to roll back a little bit. Yeah. So there is you have two siblings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, before you can, because now you can name them, and then we'll go from there. But there are other people we won't name. Your siblings? Sure. Let's start. How many siblings do you have?
I have two siblings, but I also grew up with a cousin of mine. She's like a sister, so I technically have three siblings.
Three siblings. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. The oldest one is called Natasha, and she lives in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marlene is the eldest of my two parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's me. And then there's Jesse, the youngest.
And there's the only boy.
I think we had to give context because we've been naming those three.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, but that's fine. But to the next one, let's not name people. Rwanda is so small.
Yes.
We're trying to avoid conflicts or bringing people in that have not agreed or that haven't been on the podcast yet.
But yeah,
we should be good to proceed because your siblings, they love you. We're family. We've seen you guys, how you are together. It's very inspiring how honest you are together. And you even, like, did you even know the story? You go bazanye. Why did you depose Jesse?
No, I didn't even know. That was my first time. Like,
guys,
hearing about
imagine
this.
Your little brother.
He's, yeah.
We're like, did you cry? There's no way.
Did you cry when you dropped him off?
I think I almost did. Okay. But he would have laughed at me. So
probably.
But look how I probably kept it in.
Look how that took away from the fact you couldn't answer now and as you could shoot. You went to Constantra, the baby brother.
But that was the beginning of the responsibilities, though.
True.
Yes. That was the beginning of the responsibilities.
Yes. But this is your story. Let's go.
Okay, so I know we already got like way ahead of you already in the US, but like, what was the experience before coming to the US? What was your visa process like? Or like your high school, how did your high school experience, did it help or not help with your transition here to the US and your visa experience to the embassy?
So I was one of the very lucky few. I don't know many people. Let me speak for myself. Yes. I was very lucky because I went to a high school that encouraged thinking about the next steps after graduation way ahead of time. Not just in your last semester of school, but even in your last year. As you started your last year, they kind of already started preparing you and started having talks about if you're thinking of colleges in the US, start thinking about the requirements from there, from those universities. Wow. Start thinking about TOEFL tests or IELTS. Start thinking about SATs.
Right.
So I kind of had an idea. If I want to end up in any university in the US, I kind of have to start preparing for it while I'm also preparing for like national exams and stuff like that. Still have to take school here seriously, still get my diploma. But if I'm thinking in the back of my head, I need to go to the US, I need to also start reading about, I need to apply, I need to think about the SATs
and requirements.
Other requirements essays, beyond just having a
recommendation letters.
Diploma, exactly. Yeah.
What was the school actually?
I went to Gashora University. Ngo University.
You might as well call it a university, right?
Gashora Girls Academy, no?
Nice.
Like, were you one of the first cycle of students who attended that school? When did it? When was it instituted?
It started in 2011. And we were like, I was the first batch of students. Yeah. We basically, when the school's doors opened and the first class was admitted into Gashora, I was among the first few. Yeah.
And how did you get in there? Did you apply? Was it like a lottery thing? Like, how did you get into that school?
I had to submit an official application, but because it was starting out, they were trying to market themselves as a school that only accepts the greatest and brightest students, right?
Okay.
So they wanted people to apply, but they also wanted to make it clear you had to meet a few requirements for you to get admitted. So you had to like have to
top tier Nancy.
Basically, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but that's how actually
that's how it is.
Yeah. So they had to get the brightest from each region of Rwanda. So what they did, I know that they had to go through a list of students who had great marks in their national exams, the O level exams, and so. Each student had to submit an application. I remember having to submit an application. And it was the first time I was like, what? High school? I was like, okay, I guess. And then I submitted an application, but I was on the fence.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to Gashora.
Why not?
What was some of the holdback?
Because I had been to a girls' school before.
Okay, all girls.
All girls. In my first year of high school, I went to Lycée Notre Dame de Cîteaux.
Oh, you were in Notre Dame.
Yes, I was at Notre Dame, and I knew how it was being in an all girls' school. And then my next 2 years, I went to Riviera. And you know, boys.
Yeah.
Teenagers, boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was like, no way, I don't want to go back to school where it's only girls.
Okay.
So you had fun at Riviera?
It was like teenage brain. I didn't really have that much fun. I was a student, I just liked that there was diversity. It wasn't just girls.
Just girls. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Because
for context, every other high school that you have to go to, high school in the U.S. here, like 10th grade, back home is like A-level. So that's where you started, senior four, right?
Yeah.
10th grade, Gashora, that's where you started.
Yes, that's where I started.
For other schools, you have to fill out like a form and then you get put into a specific school. That's how we get to pick schools.
Yes.
Who's the fish?
Then
it might not
know. Top three schools,
and then depending on what score you got,
yeah.
Are they still doing that? Does anyone know?
I believe they do.
So based on your points,
depending on your school, your points,
you
get matched into a specific school. Yes, yeah.
And if you don't get the marks to get into any of your top three, the government assigns you to a school.
That's correct, yes.
I have a question. During the by the way. In fact, when you go to exam, I did it, that's what I... But those are private schools. So, these are public schools.
I think public is also your parents make the choice to send you to somewhere else. Private school, yeah. I think the process is different.
Yeah. But this is not still away from... I don't know, from schools. You go, ikigo kimwe kiri bugira abana b'abahanga cyane, while the other ones...
Yeah, but that's how it is. It's like going to Harvard versus going to West Virginia.
Yes.
So like Harvard is going to pick the best ones. Versus like another university that's still good, but not as good as Harvard, same standard.
Mm-hmm.
So like SAT scores will get you into a specific school, but not another one. So that's, I just wanted to give folks context. Who's the fishy? Then you get matched into.
That is so funny. And then I've given you. Until we brought it up. We had to pick the top three schools. Even how I ended up at Notre Dame is because in the 6th primaire, I remember my mom was like, Ushio Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But that was a good school.
Even
my mom went there.
I think all the Catholic schools were the best schools.
Notre Dame. Wow. And even all her friends, now we, like, they are still also friends.
Yeah.
So, brought us together. My mom nawe afite aba friends bajanye Notre Dame, and they are still like friends from there.
That's crazy.
Wow. They were like, we've been together, we've been friends. So anybody, you know, obviously 40 something years. I'm like, your friendship is older than I am.
Wow. Like, that's actually great. Impressive.
It
that's
really is. Really impressive. Schools like that, Neo Notre Dame, Vuze, I'm not sure if it's still the same.
I think so.
So now your mom is like, yep, Notre Dame.
That's your Notre Dame. That kind of as a kid, you do what your parents ask you to do.
Because usually, like,
Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's always like all the Catholic / Christian schools are always the best for some reason. Ifac, Don Bosco.
They have the best discipline. And the best reputation.
Group scolaire, Butare was also another one. Mm-hmm. Saint André was another one.
Gimana, I think.
Gimana, yes. So like all the Christian schools, Catholic schools were always the best ones.
That's true.
Okay, so you do apply to Gashora. Could you contrast how different it was now that you hindsight?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about your choice of going to Gashora versus had you stayed?
Upon me. Let me tell you, this is the deal I actually made with my dad. This is not a secret, by the way.
I didn't want to go.
I was the type of student, you guys, move it. I'm such a type A, even in my life, up to this day. I'm a control freak in certain things. When it came to school and studies, that's not what I did.
What'd you do?
I already started preparing for the next term. Dad, give me the books.
Grand vacance. What are you gaga?
Nago ni gaga. Nateguraga.
What's next?
What comes next?
I got furniture makai.
Etiquette and the class in Zajamo is in a.
Okay, we call another one. I'm going
to no, just. And then Zalandi, my siblings thought I was crazy. They were like,
you. They were like, yes.
Exactly. Actually, I used to have a library card.
I knew it. I didn't even know, but I knew it.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So I was the type of kid who would think ahead of the next term. When I was about to graduate from O level to go to A level, because after I left Notre Dame, I went to Riviera High School. And then at Riviera, had a different systems for O-level and A-level in terms of like uniforms. For example, O-level bambara blue, A-level bambara green.
Yeah.
So the milestone of shedding my blue uniforms to green, I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
Rite of passage.
Then, right.
Here comes my mom telling me, there's a new school. And then she said, it's an all-girls school. And I was like,
he lost me.
Not this again.
Oh, by the way, for context. For context, O-level is from to go from O-level to A-level, you're going from 9th grade to 10th grade.
Yes.
For context, anyway.
Thank you so much. I forgot about that. Niwukeko, I had already prepared ahead for school. I had already gotten my books. Now she's on my ticket. Now she's all... I can picture myself wearing green. Going back to school, being one of the big kids.
Your plan is there
already. I can picture it in my head. And here comes my mom telling me about Gashora. I'm like, what is Gashora? What is this? I was so mad. And she knew not to tell me ahead of time. How would I like maybe a week?
So that wasn't it better to tell you ahead?
Yeah, she knew. Because she knew. If I was so argumentative. Now the kid, they thought I was going to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I used to have debates Monday to Sunday, every single day. Now siblings, now anyone. So argumentative. So she knew. If I tell Nancy about this ahead of time, I'm going to give her enough time to build her case. Maybe even change her minds.
Prosecutor Nancy.
He broke my heart. I think I even cried myself to sleep that night. I was like, no way is she doing this to me. And you know how I'm very dramatic.
You don't say.
At that time, I was like, my mom hates me. Why is she doing this to me?
I'm leaving the house.
I'm breaking my back. I didn't have that. But in my mind, I was like, had I had an option, I would just pack my bags and leave. Over a school.
I think I packed my bags like 3 times at least.
Over a school, s'il vous plaît.
But then
I was a kid.
Fast forward a little bit, and we'll come back to that story. Yeah. Like, how you are a planner, like for ahead, and then you see disappointment of things that doesn't happen. How do you deal with disappointment now, especially kukuru mu planner, like umuntu ushaka ibintu byose, say like that's a first example, umubyeyi araje atakatinga ibintu byose what you were expecting.
So now the way I think about disappointment when I plan, I also have an element of being a Christian and having faith,
right?
And with experience, life experience, it has taught me if I'm too attached to a certain outcome,
right,
I'm just bound for disappointment.
Okay. Right.
That's so good.
Those things have taught me to not be too attached to a certain outcome.
You just plan.
Namenyako, yes, I can plan.
Yeah.
Ariko, there's a Bible verse that says, you know, we make plans. Ariko, God's will is what comes to mind. Nako to what are you? What's the word I'm looking for?
Trust me, we don't read the Bible. Well, I don't.
Like God's will comes to pass. Basically, yeah. you man can plan and put things in motion,
right.
But if God is not, if that's not will, God's will, it won't come to pass, right?
Yeah.
So, I even in my profession, I'm a planner, and so often I see our plans getting smashed to the ground in an instant because something didn't go according to plan. So we had to like go back to the drawing board. So I have learned not to be too attached to a certain outcome.
I wanted to hear that, Coco. As a planner, I can relate to
you
that.
Can relate to
disappointment.
Jungle, you also plan disappointment into your plans as well.
You have to have a healthy dose of
if it doesn't happen, I'm still okay.
I will be fine. Be the best I'll be able to bounce back. I'll be able to come back.
Yeah.
I have the skill set, the tools.
Yes,
to be able to
trust
pivot,
yourself
right?
to say whatever happens, I'm still able to.
Okay.
Get up
so
and move on.
You're mad, you cry yourself to sleep.
I'm devastated. Of course, I also had the school crush. I'm like, I'm not the first boy.
So that's why she wanted to go back to
review. Hey,
no,
no names. Did you
like
ever
you
tell
said.
Did you ever tell him
that? Hell no.
That's why it's a crush.
That's exactly.
Did you expect him to say something? Did he ever say something?
No, at the time he didn't have a phone. It was just a crush. I'm like, oh, it's exciting to go back to school, see my friends, wear green uniforms, potentially see my crush, you know, stuff like that.
Would you ever tell him again if you ever saw him?
What? No.
No, like I had a crush on you.
It's not relevant anymore. It's gone.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
that was it. Good to know. I had no idea. We're talking the background.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so then you go to...
So my dad... tries to appease me. He's like, oh, just go through this, you know, as parents we love you, there's no such a thing that we would do to make you miserable. But my dad just go with it. This is one of the best schools, they have one of the best teachers, they've been hiring best teachers, we've been hearing great things about it. It's gonna be
he was selling you the school.
He's trying to sell this thing to me. He's like, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
How about you go to school? You go, give it your best shot. Wipe your tears. Give it your best shot. Be open-minded. Go to this school. Get to know people, make friends. If at the end of the year you don't like it, that's it. I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to support you. We're going to change you back to whichever school you want.
That's amazing.
I'm like, deal.
That is amazing.
Deal. Should I give him my best shot? Like, you know what? Papa was right.
You're right.
You know, he's right. Mama doesn't hate me. Actually, she loves me. She's trying to find the best thing for me. Let me give this a go. I was still bruised. My ego was bruised. I was sad. I was mad. Then I get to the school. I see people are actually friendly. Right. It's actually a nice school.
Right.
I hated the uniforms there. But
what color? Was it green?
It was like
wasn't the transition from there to green?
It was like
it was a different green.
Gray green. Hi.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like
script.
Vert, il est light. The shirts, oh my lord. Zarunger. Toi c'est ta bavette.
What's bavette? Bib. It's a bib. It's a bib for. It's a bib for in English. Bavette. Bib.
A
bib.
A bib.
Yes. Bib. Yeah. B-I-B, I believe.
This is a new word.
Kobib.
It's called, yeah, it's yes. called a bib.
I had no idea.
Zaring a buffet. It's more elastic. Zaring your bib, Murikuvuga. Let me tell you, they were the ugliest uniforms I ever seen in my life.
So,
the to, elastic kumawok, I was like,
to begin with, it was not a good start, I guess.
No, not a good start. Because they drop you off, and then the first thing they do, hari line. They help you pick your uniforms, and then you see these things. You're like, "Oh my god!"
This is what I need.
And
they
tell you go change and try to find your size.
Yeah.
Already, I hate the uniforms. I'm already there, and the kitu tumba in my head na sazindi gutuka na gutonga na. Ako, the good thing is, avant de venir je tu kunga tu ku changea. Now they like, what the fuck is this? We're all commiserating.
Yeah.
This is like, we're prison.
We're like, oh fuck.
Oh yes. This is quite
weird.
Wait.
How long are you in here for?
In terms of simple sentences.
Jeno gambe na njema tena iwa kuga gus.
Entere ya njema na kuri kuzi guruchu. One by one.
No, wasa gawa deja
wa fit in the form.
Wa fit in the form.
That sounds like jail.
Wasa gawa deja fit in the form. Wa fit in the cap on the videos.
Yeah, so go try.
So hiya, it was a new school. Nobody had those uniforms. We had to go.
Yeah, true.
We were the first set of students. Nobody had anything from there.
Yeah.
Bakatewa guheza uniforms, uga hindura, uga shaka your size.
Right.
Mana mbegu uniform yerimbi. I did play a part. Later on in high school, I was part of a committee. We changed the uniforms. Now they're better.
She's a trailblazer.
Yes, I'm a pioneer.
I'm gonna leave my imprint somewhere.
Yes, we did play a part. It was a team of students, of course, and then we campaign, like I told you, I was so argumentative.
No, let's just say you were.
We sold our case to the administration, to the school. Yeah,
yes.
We were telling them, look, guys, we don't like the way they look. We hate the way they feel. They're so hot. You know, the school was in Bujesera.
Yeah,
Uzi Bujesera.
Yeah, that's
the weather.
How was Utai?
Yeah, no wundi. Hari hashushi. No, no,
come
back. Bakugeon kotongo, it breathable.
No,
it was
depending
bad.
On which,
yeah, it was bad. It was always so hot. We were miserable. So we got together with a few students. We tried to campaign for a change. Look, the administration would tell us, "You guys are the pioneers." That word, I learned the meaning of that word at Gashor.
At early age.
Wow.
Because every single day they would drill that into us.
Wow.
Pioneer. You guys, whatever's happening in this school, whatever you guys set in motion, right, is gonna be like
the foundation
because you're the first set of students. So
damn,
it felt like you had a responsibility to the next girl who would come to the school.
Hey.
I took it upon myself. I was like, no way,
I love this.
Actually, I love the school. After 1 month, Erin had please. Kind of the visitation day.
Yeah.
So Papa Ragaruka, and he's asking, how's it going?
Yeah.
Do you like the school? And I already tell him, yeah. So far, I didn't want to tell him straight away. I don't want to not leave the school. I still had the deal in mind. I was like, yeah, things are going okay. I just don't like the uniforms. It's very hot, blah, blah, blah. And we had chores at school, which was good, though. It was good to teach us, responsibility, cleaning
what
up
kind of
after yourselves.
What kind of chores?
We did cleaning up classrooms. We did rotate chores. Hari bamwe bakoropaga ma schools, ma classrooms. Harabandi bajyaga mu gikoni gufasha the cooking staff.
Yeah, okay.
Harabandi bajyaga ba setting ama tables muri dining hall. We did different things. Harabuhiraga indabyo.
Oh wow. Okay.
Harabuhiraga indabyo. What else? Haraba koraga like general cleaning muri dorms bagatunganya.
We did have chores. Yeah.
And it kind of taught us responsibility. After school, cleaning up after yourselves, and because you're part of the community, helping out to maintain it. It was nice. Actually, it was this is turning into a Gashora campaign.
But it's your life. That's how it starts, Kuko.
Yeah.
We can see some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though you're already somehow that person, I think you landed in a place that just accentuated.
Yeah. Gashora was so good to me.
Yeah.
It gave me wings, let me tell you.
Pioneer.
You know, because at the time, imagine.
I love it.
I was a teenager. The distraction of boys is out of the way. Mm-hmm. And then they're crush telling energy. Me, they're telling me I'm a pioneer, I'm a trailblazer. They're mm-hmm. telling me
yeah.
I have, well, my actions have an impact.
They are empowering you to
empowering me to build myself up.
Dream of big things.
Accomplish big things. And they're showing me that I'm capable and, you know, the future is bright.
Yeah, right. That you can be a leader.
Yeah,
what year
were you
with this? Where you're with this?
2011.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was going to ask
side
that
note.
Question on the same note of that. What do you think it means, Nine, teaching our young girls that aspect of our values?
Like, I'm a huge advocate for Gashora. And any
Gashora, you hear her? Make her an ambassador.
Yeah. Any
this is not being commercialized. This is not paid by Gashora,
no.
But just like,
but it's approved.
Any Gashora graduate can tell you.
That's one thing I've heard from anybody that I've talked to who went to Gashora. They say the same thing.
Yeah.
Sis, if you're watching this, I try to do that. That's why.
Hey.
Anyway.
Yeah. What else did you actually set in motion for these uniforms? Uniforms?
Yeah, we did change the school uniforms. It was a few things. Helped them let. We campaigned for letting us keep our hair
because
they wanted us to cut our hair. We're like,
yeah, just like
you have nothing
other,
to do
just
with
like any other high school in Rwanda.
Yeah.
Except
I know.
A few, quite
except a few.
yeah,
but most of them, they're like strict
short,
when it comes
short
to
hair. Yeah.
Hair. And you know, hair is a woman's beauty. And if you feel beautiful, you do great things.
But you do, yeah. But you do know, like, yes, no, it is true. But like in our culture, like they will always say these things. I remember when I was like in sixth grade, they would say, "If you have hair, material won't go in your head."
My what?
School material will not go in your head.
Our teachers.
Our teachers.
No,
is that the reason why
I'm
not
going to go back to
what?
Can you tell me?
Yeah.
What's the correlation between having hair and studying?
Actually, can you talk a little bit more about your subject? You're going to go back to me before they go to school. Like, what's your, like, can you try to see the other side? I know we're all against it right now.
I can try.
What's the other side?
I can try to see it because you have to think about which students are coming to your school.
True.
What are their backgrounds?
Yeah.
What are their traditions from back home?
Yeah.
Esebari shoboye.
Yeah.
Can they allow girls to have hair? Because hair is costly.
Yes.
There's a cost associated with keeping long hair.
Yeah.
Or even short hair. Just hair.
Anything you
in
you
general.
Have to maintain. Yes.
You have to maintain.
And there's it comes with
money.
It.
Yeah. Cost associated with that.
Yeah.
Esque, if we allow it, will certain girls feel
less than
left out because you are only sure kuba hamafranga
kisuchisha? I guess
like
if I can say,
I can see that.
That's why you say it's uniform.
Yes.
So that's why we had uniforms, because that way no kid has better clothes than somebody else.
Yes.
So then you keep everything uniform.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then, like, hair-wise, yeah. But, yeah, I see that's the only way I can think of. Like, keep every, like in the military, like, everybody has to kind of have the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't have an impact on...
Because what you just said, like... Nibu fiti misati ngon hago bjinji.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember that. I remember that. Koko having hair has a certain image.
You're like...
If you that's what you think about taking care of your hair. I'm a dread. Like if you have like dread, that's what you think. You never take care of like everything else but your hair. So that distracts you. At least that's
so
some of the things.
Distractions. I prefer the other point because that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like a uniform.
Say,
like that.
Yeah.
Everything else. Is
it has a bad connotation. That's just like bad connotation that has no correlation
whatsoever.
But it's just built in.
Yeah.
And we
I'm
were able to prove it to
point.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like showing them naho bihuriye. And the question of hair being expensive and some girls not being able to afford it. Hano kwishuri at the time, there were girls who were actually skilled mugusuka.
Yeah.
We're like, we're going to help them out. Hano
really?
Mugusuka. Yes.
Wakishuruga.
At a good cost.
Yeah, mirimo.
Exactly. Thank you. So we showed them, look, girls are capable of maintaining hair. It doesn't have to be too costly. Nobody should be left out. You, therefore, you guys shouldn't have any say.
Give us the choice.
On,
all yeah.
our good arguments.
Hey, we
give us
the
choice
out.
To either cut it or not
yeah,
cut
we
it. But
like, let's
me...
test it out and then we'll prove to you guys that we'll be able to maintain our good grades without compromising any of those things that you care, you think we should care about more. And also ask feeling beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, we need to clap because pioneers. Speaking of pioneers,
guys,
like,
it wasn't
that's
just me.
I mean, yeah, the team of
team
yeah. you
the
and your team,
the
you
representative
your team.
Of the team
right
that we can see.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll talk to them.
It was actually good. It helped us show. It showed us that we are if you're able to. Have a sound argument,
yeah,
you can affect change.
And the fact that you were heard, it
yes.
actually even shows that, oh, see, you know what, if
yeah.
I can say something and be heard, I can impact change.
Exactly.
So you're always looking for a way to
make things
change,
better
make things
yeah.
better for yourself
yeah.
and for
okay.
others, like they told you, pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
yeah.
out to Kashore, they were making you guys partners into like your education.
I
like
love
they were
it.
Involving you guys
I
in your choices
it.
And what you I love that. Building future leaders of
throughout the three years.
So
yeah.
now, okay, how was the first year go, and how did you end up staying for the whole 3 years?
So at the end of the first term, my dad was like, "So what do you think of the school?" I didn't even talk about all the great things about the school. Like the school was amazing.
Right.
We had a library. We had the most amazing books. I was into reading books. Kubachet. So I was an avid reader, and they had the best books. We had computer labs. We had access to the internet. We were like researching and you know dreaming of a good life.
What were your labs like? Your labs like
pretty spacious,
like chemistry labs and stuff.
Labs were
because I know those. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, biology labs. Everything we had. The school had a lot of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for young exciting minds, it was so good.
Did you guys have? Trimesters or semesters?
Trimesters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So same school year as everybody,
same
every other school.
Year, yeah.
Okay.
Same school year. And it was so, so good because we had, you were able to meet people from different parts of the country, people with different backgrounds. So you could learn a lot from people
from
and
friends.
Where they're from.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And it was at an equal footing because every girl that was at the school deserved to be at the school. So you couldn't be like, oh, I'm smarter than you. No, none of that.
Were there any scholarships that were given to like, because
yes.
you said you had to pick different, from different regions of the country.
Yeah.
Were
after this day, actually, I would encourage you guys, if you feel like you want to give back to help a girl learn,
mm-hmm.
to donate, run the yeah.
Do you sponsor
once
like
again,
a person?
This is not a campaign for Gashora.
No, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah.
I have to say.
But it is approved by Gashora.
It is
no, it's not.
Candy. All the girls who were there, we were all under some sort of scholarship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was no like disadvantage of if you come from a poor family that you cannot be able to afford, like that. There was some sort of scholarship that could
yeah,
help.
You could.
That's amazing.
You could get a full ride. And
sis again.
Sponsors. If yeah, you could sponsor some. So you could get sponsors, and sometimes throughout the year we would write letters, thank you letters
wow.
to our sponsors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we would.
Kind of like how they do it here in the U.S. Like
yeah.
you write
yeah.
to alums that give back to
yes.
the. Wow.
I have a question. Do you advocate to bring guys into the school?
No.
and if you can explain that, why?
I think boys are a distraction to girls. At that age, and girls in turn, it's the same. Girls
mm-hmm.
are also a distraction to boys. Imagine you're trying to learn. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Right.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
So,
yes.
If you bring in boys, it changes the dynamic of everything.
True.
For example, for me, I was able to feel like myself because I felt like I didn't have to compete with any other girl for a boy's attention. All of us there were there to learn and grow and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you bring in the aspect of boys, guess what? Already, girls who were there, we were already talking about boys. Just because it was a girls' school didn't mean
yep.
we didn't have interest.
The discussions.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or that we didn't have time when we were going off campus to go, like, you know,
visit
in the community or even...
Or vacances.
Or even mi vacances. To kind of the stories are...
They could have to bog out communicating.
So, because I'm a hungu, yet to me, it would kind of take away.
You would have disrupted the whole thing.
Yeah, it would be a distraction. That's what
okay.
I think.
No,
I think boys should also be able to experience a Gashora. Like a school...
Like
that
school.
That
only boys school.
Yes.
That kind of structure
yeah.
and that kind
a
of...
structure
yes.
that
yeah.
allows them to... grow and evolve and expound on, you know, life and give them the tools, you know, to
yeah.
empower them in their education, in
right.
pursuing higher education, in pursuing their dreams, and showing that, showing them that it's possible. I feel like there should be a gashura for boys too, because just because they're boys doesn't mean that they don't deserve these things too.
Yeah. You are a lawyer, right? Oh, you wanted to? No, you're not. You wanted to be a lawyer, and you know there's always two sides.
Yes.
So what would be the other side? What would be the point? So you just talked about having just girls' school,
mm-hmm.
and that makes sense. What you just explained. What would be the other side of having now both together? What's the positive of it?
There's
besides those distractions, besides the, those are negative, what would be the positive to have a group of people?
For the students, it would help them learn how to navigate relationships.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because it's inevitable
right.
in a mixed school
yeah.
to have guys or girls get into relationships.
Yes.
Be it friendship, romantic,
right.
whatever.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It forces them because it's inevitable.
It's a society. You're gonna eventually.
Yes.
And that's how you leave after school.
Exactly. So
yeah.
it would actually help them learn how to navigate
mm-hmm.
relationships.
Early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair. That's, I like, there's the one thing that I love, the yin and the yang, so
mm-hmm.
there's a positive and a negative
and
for
negative.
Each
yeah.
one of the aspects.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a lawyer, so I know you understand that aspect, and it's just about choosing what can you, like, what's your priority? Do you want to learn more about school and
mm-hmm.
just focus on education,
yeah.
or do you also want to prepare your kids for the future?
Yeah.
So I also have another question for you to, if you're able to contrast, because
mm-hmm.
you went to Notre Dame
mm-hmm.
and you went to Gashora.
Yes.
Both of them are girls' schools.
Yes.
Like, how, like, what's the difference between the two? Because they are both, you know, all girls, but like,
question.
What was the.
Mm-hmm. So, there's a big difference between between Notre Dame de Cîteaux and Gashora. For starters, Notre Dame is a bigger school. They accept more students. They have from senior 1 to senior 6.
Okay.
They have a bigger range of, like, student to teacher ratio. Like, they have bigger classrooms per, you know,
class size.
Per year, per
yeah.
class year.
Mm-hmm.
Class size is bigger. They have more teachers. They have more. They have less staff, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they have more teachers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one school is also a Christian school. It's Christian led.
Yes.
You know, there's nuns there who are part of the staff, part of the education system there.
Right.
And for Gashora, it's just teachers.
Right.
And they don't have to be Catholic.
Okay.
Right? Actually, it doesn't have to be Christian-based,
uh-huh.
even though most of them are Christian. And for Gashora, it's like 90 students per class, right? That's a smaller school. 90 students per school
for
year.
A whole like
oh,
senior
the
four.
Whole, oh like 90
the
no,
whole school
no,
zero
no, the whole school no
but the whole
class.
Senior four
yeah
or the
whole
senior four or the whole
90 at the time. I actually don't know
yeah
if it's
probably has grown
now.
Yeah it probably has grown
yeah.
yes
maybe it has grown
yeah
but
at the time you started
they only had amenities for only 90 students per class because it depended on the dorms and the size and how many beds and how many. So there were only room. There was only room for 90 students per class because each class was had their own dorms.
So they only opened senior 4 when you guys started, and then you moved to senior 5.
And then they opened another 90 spots for senior 4.
Wow!
And then when we graduated to senior 5, senior 6, they opened another 90 spots because
now it's
they 270. Have capacity for 270 students.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you go. How many more kids? How many classes?
Oh yeah.
Hey, one of the class in each is at senior 4.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
And you probably have majors too.
I'm a
majors.
I'm
a majors.
Okay. MCB.
Yeah.
Math, chemistry, biology.
Okay.
You move to math class.
The same math classes.
And there was a designated math class, English class, physics class.
I was going to get into like more about the structure. Was there any difference in structure of Notre Dame versus Gashora, and what kind of like subjects you learn? Because I could be wrong, but from what I've seen from afar, from anybody who went to Gashora, they know how to build an argument, write essays, and you know, do different things than maybe you may learn that you may not learn at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By
was
the way,
that
you
would
can't that
be the
win
case?
Against Nancy for any arguments.
That's
in your
a
dreams,
lie.
You can.
In your dreams.
No, truly, when I put my mind to something,
it's true.
It's that's hard to win against me, but for sure, I'm very argumentative. If my heart is in it, Yeah. I will put my foot down. I'll bring in all the big guns.
We know.
Yeah.
We can see where it started. Which is actually great. Yeah, keep going.
But I was asking, like, maybe we jump in the gun a little bit earlier. Ariko, I know, like, you went to West Virginia and going to Gashora helped you go to apply to schools to the U.S. And I could be wrong. I don't think that would have been the case if you had gone to Notre Dame. It would have been the same path or as easy as it was to Gashora. I was asking maybe to more of the structure of the differences, extra things that you did at Gashora that maybe you may not have seen at Riviera or Notre Dame.
At Gashora, you're very right, by the way. At Gashora, we had a university counselor, like a position for a person dedicated to helping students navigate life after.
Okay.
Help them with writing letters of recommendation, guiding them about even how to think about applying. Where would you even begin with? Like, imagine you're just a high school student, right?
He's not familiar with whatever you see.
He's like, what?
Oh, by the way, yeah.
I have to write mine.
No, I didn't even, like, the teachers didn't even couldn't get it. Like, yeah. I don't even know how I got into my college, though, honestly.
You wrote yours and they signed.
There was no recommendation letter required.
Oh, that's nice.
I went there because it's just, like, easy to apply, little restrictions. But, like, he went to Green Hills. Mm-hmm. So, like, they had U.S.-style type classes. Mm-hmm. Sure seems same the same thing.
Yeah. So, because at the time, the principal was actually a U.S. citizen. And he was amongst the people who were called upon to go help start the school. He was an educator here in the U.S. He had been part of the school system
That
here.
Makes us a lot more
so
sense.
So when he first went to Rwanda to pioneer Gashora, he was a big asset in terms of helping even share with parents life after high school. Like, it's something that's important.
Preparing
the students, hey, think about life after school, because high school goes by like this, but when you're in it, actually, you feel like, oh my God, it's going so slow, time is not passing. But because he was an educator for so long and he had been in education for so many years, he was able to see, oh, this is just a snapshot of time.
Yeah.
We need to capitalize on these young minds and teach them and prepare them for life after.
Love that. Yeah.
Okay, so now that takes us, so you... by now, we know you finished at Gashora.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of skimmed through the rest of the other 2 years, and then you start transitioning to, when did you start thinking about the U.S.? How did that come about? What schools did you consider?
Mm-hmm.
And then take us through that.
So I started thinking about wanting to come to the U.S. I feel like when I was still in high school, like maybe, say, senior five, senior six,
When my sister graduated,
and then my mom really, both my parents really, I would say, they strongly pushed her and encouraged her to think outside of just Rwandan schools for higher education. And they were like helping her and trying to really push her into a specific direction. Hey, look for schools in the US, look for schools in Europe, look for schools in Asia. Look for schools in East Africa.
Oh, it wasn't specifically to the U.S.
Yeah, not just specifically the U.S., but strongly the U.S., because, hey, it's the greatest nation. It's the U.S.
We learned about soft power.
Exactly.
Yes.
Remember,
Ruby
talked about
it. Yes, yes.
So they were telling her, look beyond Kigali. Mm-hmm. Look beyond Rwanda. Look beyond. Dream big. If you were allowed to dream big, and if money wasn't a problem, where would you want to go? And the top schools, you know,
US.
Most of them are in the U.S.
Yeah.
So she applied there, and it kind of already put that in my mind.
Okay.
Maybe since they're pushing her in that direction,
of course,
I might be next.
She put 2+2. You know,
next.
Probably me too. And already they put me in a school where most of these educators came from the U.S.
Okay,
your mentality is already
mentally
adjusting.
I'm also
to
thinking
system,
maybe
American
I need
system.
To start thinking about that,
right.
I also need to take it seriously,
right?
Start looking at SATs, thinking about them seriously, basically, because it could be actually my future,
right?
Man,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, nothing else. We just go into the US following my
Marlene,
sister,
yeah.
Marlene's.
So,
okay.
So
how did you find West Virginia?
Yeah.
So actually, that was a good friend of mine. I'm not gonna name
yeah.
her
please
name,
and thank
but
you.
But she, we would discuss about where you wanna go, where you wanna end up, what do you
yeah.
wanna do. First,
yeah.
you have to think about what you wanna do.
Oh, school. Because
yes.
it would
have to be part
like,
of
your
essay.
What's your major?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So and it was so difficult for me, but I had spent years.
It was difficult.
Yes.
So you wanted to be a lawyer?
No.
I'm joking.
When I wanted to be a lawyer. That's
right.
True.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to be an architect. I wanted to be
everything.
And I did an internship in that
architect.
Quick interruption. What was your major in high school? What
did
you do?
Math, physics, chemistry.
Hey. PCM.
Physics, chemistry.
Physics, chemistry, math. Yeesh. Anyway, okay. So you
lawyer,
want to be
architect? I think I'm architect, lawyer, and when
I think general engineer.
Okay.
I knew I wanted to do something in engineering, or something to do with sciences.
Okay.
And I was too scared of blood to become a doctor.
Elimination.
Okay.
I was like, no doctor.
Process of elimination. That one
okay.
is out
go
of the
okay.
way.
So now you have.
And I didn't know. And really, the world was at my fingertips. I could do anything. I could be anything.
Yeah.
And my parents were, especially my dad, he was strongly suggesting I look into engineering, period.
Wow.
He's even the one who told me about mining. I had no clue about what mining engineers do.
Wow.
But he would tell me, look into that. And then he would look at the highest paying engineering jobs. He was like,
wow. We'll just show you, look how much
yeah.
they make.
And then he's like, look at what's the other profession? The oil and gas industry,
yeah.
Petroleum engineers,
uh-huh.
yeah.
and I'm like, Dad, I'm never doing that shit. Never, ever. He's like, okay, Basti, think about mining. I'm like, actually, I can see it, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
He's like, it's fine. You don't have to know for sure. You don't have to have an idea. You just have to have an idea of what could be. Yeah.
Mm.
And then go from there. And then once you're in school,
I'm sure
your professors and your classes are going to help shape that path. Right, direct you
wow.
in the right path, but don't just pick a
brush it off.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
don't just pick a random thing.
Okay,
think about your strengths.
Be intentional.
Yeah, be intentional. Think about your strengths. Think about life after you graduate.
Right,
how much money you want to make. Where you want to be, and money was a strong
even up to that level. Like, yeah,
I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking about him because he said, you know, he switched majors. We're gonna get to you,
mm-hmm.
you like your major. But I know he switched majors, and then his mom talked to him like, "Hey, you've always, you know,
you
that
like computer,
computers,
well, you
like think about
that computer. Just
why don't
that.
You do that?"
But
and
even
then,
the first one that I was in was my dad. But you also talked about how your mom pushed you to be
mm-hmm.
to follow the to be a doctor,
yeah.
or medicine. Like those
parents
are the,
know you,
dude. Really?
They,
I mean,
they kind of know. They kinda
I mean,
do.
They kind of know you.
They
kind of
know you. They see what you're
sometimes
good
sometimes
at.
It's
could we also
we
say
about the pride, like of
yeah,
parents,
social
of
status?
Having, yeah.
Could we also say like it's like I hate to generalize, but like the African go-to thing, four majors like lawyer, medicine, art,
yeah.
Engineering, or nursing. Those
that's
are like the, usually
that's
like the
very,
go-to
very
thing.
Cause
they,
because
they hold the best jobs usually.
Yeah,
respected jobs.
To,
yeah,
yeah, and we also, because we, I'm loving the fact that podcast is like growing
yeah.
and we've talked about so many subjects and now this is another one that we
mm-hmm.
touched a little bit. It was also what our country needed.
Yes.
Like engineers, come rebuild
yes.
the country.
We
need
skilled
lawyers.
Workers.
We need skilled workers
yeah, people
in
with
those
technical
professions.
Skills.
Yes.
Yeah, not just, I'm not trying to downplay any other
anything,
career.
Anything, but yes. It was
if
what
you look
was
at our history,
yes.
you look at our how we are such a young country. When I say
yes.
young, we're rebuilding
mm-hmm. yes.
from the
yes.
ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we needed people, we still actually
those
do.
Professions,
we need
yeah.
people in professions, in a wide range of professions.
Right.
We don't just need accountants and lawyers and engineers
yeah.
and doctors. We need a lot
everything.
More.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even our parents trying to guide us into a career path,
let's
they would also, you know, think about what the country needs.
Yes.
Look about the future of the country and be like,
and
okay,
what could actually
what
be
could
potentially
be,
a good job
yes.
for you
yeah,
here?
Yeah, something
because
safe.
It's needed.
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
yes.
That you could succeed in.
Yeah.
That could take you places
yeah.
better than they've ever seen for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's
love that.
The dream of a parent,
okay.
right? Seeing
so
the
you,
kids do better.
You kind of knew, like, what did you decide on when you were writing your essays? To apply to the U.S.
I love how
I
your dad actually talked to you. You
yes.
just said general engineering.
I just said, I said in my essay, I said...
Engineering.
I'm not 100% sure what I want to do, but engineering is the strongest at the moment. I don't know in which I don't know which path I'm going to follow, but I'll decide once I'm at school. And West Virginia has the one of the best engineering programs.
So okay, wow.
One of the best. So I was really telling them, hey, please admit me to your school so I can figure out what I want to do with my life.
And I think we were asking, how did you pick West Virginia? But how did you land on, was it, you know, talking to your friend, mm-hmm. having conversation where you're going to go? Or was it more about, oh, this counselor advised West Virginia? Mm-hmm. Or like, how did you come up with West Virginia?
Actually, there was a West Virginia University representative who came to Gashora.
Okay, that'll do it. That'll do it.
We used to have visits.
There used to be, didn't Oklahoma Christian University used to do like at Green Hills?
Mm-hmm. They would send somebody, have a representative.
So then you get exposed to that school, and then that's how it is.
That's where you go.
Yes.
And they make it easy, actually, because they know if they are there, they give you priority.
Okay. And
then they give you the direct contact. So you're not just searching on Google who to talk to from admissions.
Yes.
You already have somebody.
You put a face to
say, email that you already had the interactions. I didn't really interact with that guy, but I knew of him. Like, you know, there would be universities coming to visit.
Okay.
And then also, based on my grades, I was trying to find a school that would be easier on my mom's and dad's pockets, right?
Ooh,
I was trying to find a scholarship. I was thinking about that.
That's beautiful.
I was like, I want to make it easier because, you know, schools are expensive, especially here in the U.S.
West Virginia University?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Exactly. So I was looking at my grades. I had a nice GPA. I had great grades in SAT score. I had great SAT scores, 2 FL scores. So I was already thinking about.
She started the podcast as a straight A student. Don't be surprised when she keeps adding on to that. Let's go.
Actually, I fell off the wagon.
No, you did not. It was a quick pause. You can't keep up that tempo. You gotta take a break a little bit. Slow down.
University was.
We'll get there.
Kick my butt.
We'll get there.
To get into it, I had to like look for scholarship opportunities.
Mm.
And West Virginia was one of
was offering.
Was the one that That's was awesome. Trying to offer a lot more.
Right. Okay.
So I was like, wow, I'm leaning towards this specific school. And also, okay. there was a friend of mine already who went to the school. And she kind of told us that it was a good school.
Okay.
That, yeah, this is a
inside.
Good
inside
yeah,
info.
An insider was telling
okay.
us, yeah.
Telling you exactly how it is, yes.
School. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So
I know we're gonna take a break in a few, mm-hmm. but I just want to touch before you leave Rwanda. How was your embassy visa interview process? Was it did your school Gashora prepare you at all?
No.
Like some of the it didn't help. Okay.
They kind of did. There was like an after because we were the first class to graduate, mm-hmm. and they were so big on helping. Place students in so many universities.
Wow.
And so we would have like the guy called it Senior 7 because he was trying to prepare us for college.
Oh.
So he would be there to tell us about what to expect for those going abroad to universities abroad.
Well, like prepare
how
you.
To, yeah, wow. how to navigate life and what to expect, blah, blah, blah.
Did you guys have that in Green Hills?
Or no? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Okay, Gashora wins.
That sounds...
Okay.
Once
so, like,
again,
they prepared you.
Campaign.
And did that include SAT stuff and TOEFL, or was it just, like, interview skills and applying? And
it was part of it.
Okay.
But already, the goal for them was to help us graduate after having done maybe one or two SAT tests, or even three. Because their philosophy was, the more you do the test, the better you get at it. And so, don't wait until you graduate before you... start taking a test.
Okay.
Start taking it even while you're still in high school, even before graduation has come, right? So they wanted us to do as many as possible. So for those who hadn't attempted to do tests before graduation, it was also a place for them to kind of get insider views on how to study for the test,
right.
when to take the test, and, you know, tips and tricks and whatever.
Okay. And to finish it up, how was your visa interview?
So my visa interview, my parents are strong proponents of confidence. They're like, if you attempt something with confidence, you're gonna get it. So my mom is like, don't show them fear. Oh, wow. Be humble, but also don't show that.
That you're nervous.
I can't talk. I'm nervous. I can't get my work. No. Be prepared ahead of time. Yeah. It won't be a make or break. If you don't get it, it's not like your life is over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she was like, no, but you have to get it. See, you can't go into it thinking, oh, I'm not going to get it. Because if you do that and you're nervous, they're going to see it. Wow. They're going to think maybe you're not deserving. So don't go into it too nervous to talk.
You're right.
Take deep breaths. Prepare.
Man, you do all of that?
Be confident.
She do
be
all, confident. Like, all the deep breaths and stuff?
Yeah. Wow. And then
I'm learning deep breaths now.
Because my sister had gotten a visa and she was already in the U.S.
Okay, okay.
She's like,
you had the blueprint.
Yeah, we have the blueprint. Marlene did it. Therefore, you have to do it too.
We need to ask Marlene. Very soon, we'll bring Marlene so she can talk about her experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the parents were like, "Yeah, you have to prepare for it, and once you get there and do the interview, you can't show fear because if they see you shaking, that they're gonna
probably like you're lying.
Sure what you want?
You're lying.
Yeah. Maybe you're lying. Yeah.
So they didn't ask any tough questions like that made you pause? Like, ugh.
No.
Oh wow.
She was prepared, very lucky.
Straight A student.
I was also very lucky because they didn't ask me too many questions. The luck I had was because my brother was like, I'm not gonna stay in Rwanda by myself.
Oh.
So he also campaigned on his end to try to find a scholarship.
Oh, he did that.
Damn.
Yes.
Is your whole family like argumentative like that?
Him too, yeah.
You'll get it from somewhere?
Yes.
don't say what.
Yeah. You
okay.
Guys met the
so he
parents.
Built his case.
Yeah.
They're amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
So he
cool
built
folks.
He built his case.
Yes, he was like, yeah. So my luck came into play because he was a minor.
Yeah.
And at the embassy you have to bring a parent. You can't speak as a minor.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I was lucky that already I knew my mom would be there to support my brother.
Oh, you all had to sit.
Okay.
No, but I wasn't a minor. So
no, I'm saying you picked the same date for the interview.
We picked
like
the same date.
You
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We picked the same date, but different. We had different interviewers.
Of course.
Yeah. But because I knew mom was there, Jesse was
you
there,
felt
I kind of felt like
okay.
I'm not in it alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, truly, what she says is true. If I don't show too much fear and I explain myself and I have all the right documents that they are asking for, there's no reason for me to believe that they're going to deny me.
Yeah.
And if they deny me, that's it. I
will
try
again.
To navigate that life after, right? But
that's good.
I had confidence in myself, in my application. And because I was accepted to more than one school, I had multiple offers from
university. Oh!
Can you name a few?
Yeah, there was the Hartford, University of Hartford in Connecticut. There was another school in Arkansas. What's the name of that school? I forget the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then West Virginia University.
Okay.
You know, you have to present an I-20. You have to show
commitment to just one school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, if this doesn't go through with this I-20 from West Virginia University,
I have chances too.
Okay.
Yes.
So in my mind, I was like,
you're good.
It all won't be lost if
they
deny me. But I also had confidence that they weren't going to deny me. Because I had
that's
everything,
amazing.
All the requirements. I was like, but I hear.
Okay. So this is a perfect time to take. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. When you started your story, like, wasn't in a JC, took a bus. We're going to start from there. But for now,
teaser.
Yeah, the trailer. For now, we're just going to take a break and then we're going to come back.